It wasn't until some days later that I heard the other side of the story. Colonel Carraway came to see me in my hospital bed, where I'd just been patched up for the 100th time, and he told me how lucky I'd been. The explorators, it seemed, had left a survey probe in Borealis IV's orbit, and the tech priests at HQ had tapped into its scans of the planetary surface. The aim had been to produce a tactical map, locate a few cultist strongholds. Instead, they had discovered a whole damned settlement, where a moment before there had only been trees. Carraway and I worked out that the village must have shown up on the scans about the same time my men and I found it, as if, by crossing its threshold, we had broken some kind of foul enchantment. Anyway, the upshot was that Carraway needed someone to investigate, and since half my regiment was already in that area searching for me and my platoon, they were quick to step forward. Kowalski, one of my toughest, most experienced sergeants, led the recce. He found the village soon enough, but his first impressions of it were quite different from mine. In his report, he described tumble-down shacks standing on scorched earth, twisted trees bearing rotten fruit, and a putrid stink in the air that made him want to retch. I don't know why Kowalski and his men saw the truth when I couldn't. Maybe Cadence's mind-screen mumbo-jumbo could only affect so many of us at once. Maybe that was why it hadn't worked so well on Walensky and Myers, or on Thorne. Or maybe that damn psyker meant for things to turn out just as they did. Catacan at war against Catacan. Kowalski sent a pair of scouts along the village's perimeter. They returned with reports of booby traps and sentries hiding in the trees. Even when some troopers exchanged fire with one sentry, they weren't able to identify him. I had just been a shadow to them. It was only when Kowalski's men broke cover and attacked us that they saw who we were. That was why they had fought so defensively, trying not to hurt us, though we were trying to kill them. Kowalski himself took me down, with some help. He was trying to get through to me, but he couldn't seem to make me understand. We thought we were fighting chaos-infected mutants. Instead, we were the ones infected. I'll always be haunted by the fact that it was me who killed Trooper Weissmuller, and laughed as I ripped out his throat. Standing orders say that Kowalski should have shot me there and then. But he had more faith in me than that. I was the only one who saw him. I don't know what made me look, why I chose that moment to tear my eyes away from the dying fire. But there he was, standing in the shadow of a hut. A ramshackle, worm-eaten hut, I could now tell. After all that had happened, he appeared unscathed, his robe still pristine and white. Cadence Moonglow. He was watching me. Then he turned, and he slipped away. And I should have alerted my men, but this was between him and me now. So I followed him alone.